boarding Kansas City or D9?
While waiting to board my flight to Kansas City, I find myself in a line full of quilters. Our destination, Spring Quilt Market, one of the biggest quilting trade shows in the world. Some of the folks on my flight are quilt store owners, heading to the show to buy the season's newest fabrics and gadgets. Others are exhibitors who've stuffed everything legally possible under the plane in hopes of setting up a respectable booth.
We checked a dolly.
That's where I fit in, because you may not know this about me, but when I'm not producing stories for KUNM, I'm quilting, and my family designs fabric. This year, we have a booth at Spring Market, which is why I, too, am on this plane to Kansas City. When I hop off the airport shuttle and make my way into the convention center, some serious construction is already underway. And as I watch my fellow exhibitors put their booths together, what really floors me is the sheer size of this show. I realize that quilting has become big business. Bob Ruggiero, a spokesman for Quilts Incorporated, the parent company that organizes the trade show, says this popular pastime has grown into a $3.5 billion industry.
And quilters spend more on their passion than golfers or fishermen or gun and hunting enthusiasts.
He says there's more than 21 million quilters in the U.S., which is about 2.5 times the population of New York City. And they're sewing together much more than just colorful bedspreads.
Making things like pillows and skirts and children's clothes and home deck projects.
And it is the 21st century.
There are sewing machines now that allow you to create designs and program things, you know, right on it, just like a computer. People are willing to experiment a little bit more.
Ah, yes. Gone are the days when quilts were only made by hand by a group of ladies sitting in a circle. Today, many quilters are going high-tech with their creativity, from digital sewing machines to material made from recycled plastic bottles. And quilters are also putting social media to good use. Take Pat Sloan, for example.
Today, we have got 4 different guests, and each of them are going to come on and talk about...
She hosts a popular quilting podcast, a talk show of sorts, where she talks with folks from all parts of the industry.
Yeah, it sounds funny, doesn't it? Because it's such a visual thing. But we chat about their work. They might talk about techniques that they do.
And according to the Fat Quarter Shop's Jocelyn Ong, Facebook, Twitter, and craft blogs have been very influential this year.
This year was the most, I think, interactive market that I've seen, especially with all the social media things that were going on. They're expanding what, you know, traditional quilter can do with the fabrics that they're given.
Inspiring quilters to use their technique for things like diaper bags and table runners. Social media isn't the only way that quilting has joined the modern age, though. Laura Hershey, a sales rep with Moda Fabrics, tells me fabric trends have also evolved, especially back home.
Quilting has been traditionally a darker motif. New Mexico loves their brights. They want white backgrounds and they want bright, bright colors.
And Sandra Eigenberg, who runs a little quilt shop down in Corrales, says she couldn't agree more.
We are what is considered a very bright shop, and we have a lot of boutiques.
But more than just finding the newest, brightest fabrics, her favorite thing about coming to Quilt Market is the eye candy.
We get so excited about all the things that people think of that we don't think of.
And according to Ruggiero, it's that creativity that keeps the industry going.
Fulfills a basic need to do something tactile, do something with your hands.
With more than 3,500 people at Quilt Market this spring, he says the industry is growing, and there's no sign of slowing down. Now, if you'll excuse me, my booth isn't going to man itself, you know. For KUNM, I'm Carrie Young.